Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we come with rejoicing tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Amen. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and say, the Lord be magnified. Magnify the Lord with me. Blessed Lamb of Calvary. His grace so rich and free. Magnify the Lord with me, I'll praise Him. Magnify the Lord with me. Blessed Lamb of Calvary. Victory. Jesus gives us victory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Now that we know it, okay. Magnify the Lord with me. Lamb of Calvary, for His grace so rich and free, magnify the Lord with me, all praise Him, magnify the Lord with me, blessed Lamb of Calvary, Jesus gives us and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God. Number 18, be the glory. Oh, We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we know you always do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, you've been doing more for us than we realize as we seek you in these days, because that's just how you are, Lord. You always reward us far beyond our efforts, and you bless us, Lord, far beyond anything we could ever imagine to deserve. Lord, we praise you tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do for us ahead of time, because when you're here, Lord, we know wonderful things happen. Oh, Jesus, and we just want to touch you tonight, and we pray, Lord, that you will anoint us and enable us to come right into your presence. Hallelujah. To seek you with rejoicing, as we've heard, Lord, to say continually, let God be magnified. Oh, we want you to be glorified tonight, Lord. We want you to get your will done. We want you to be satisfied with this meeting tonight. Oh, God, this is the day you've made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Hallelujah, and we'll believe you to have your full way on each and every one of us. Lord, we pray for the whole camp again. Lord, always just acknowledging that your presence is on these grounds, that your word is being ministered all over this camp tonight, and we know that you are going to manifest yourself. Show the children that you're here. Show us. Oh, God, you're here. Manifest yourself, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us today. Thank you. The day isn't over yet, and we praise you for your precious working in each of our lives. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's turn in our hymn books to the song Amazing Love. 201. Thank you, Brother Tom. Brother Tom led out in that song in a prayer meeting this afternoon, one of the verses, one of my favorite verses. Let's sing them all. 201,
Amazing love, how can it be? Now, I liked the blue book that we used to have because instead of repeating amazing love in the chorus, it always repeated the last line. I don't know if I can do that. Follow me, we'll see how the Spirit leads, okay? And there are more verses. Is that in the other book? Do we have it in the other book as well? Well, let's turn in the white book then. Okay. That's number 60 in the white book. And I think there are more verses there. Okay. Well, let's just sing it as written so we don't get confused. But number 60, all five verses. Praise God. Reminds me of what we heard this morning. Peter in prison. A dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. I was talking to someone around the table today, and I said, you know, there was something else I wanted to say about that passage. Years ago, I heard a pastor talking about that, and he said that, you know, God wakes people up when we pray for them. And that was his emphasis. Keep on praying. God wakes people up when we pray. He makes them to come to themselves, and he causes his light to shine into their hearts, and and they awaken to their need of Christ, and he brings them to himself. And that was so encouraging when I first heard that, and because we're all praying for someone, aren't we? You know, if you're a Christian, you've got to be praying for somebody other than yourself. That's just natural. When Jesus comes into our hearts and makes himself real to us, he fills us with a love for himself, and then he begins to fill us with a love for all those whom he loves. And when my friends at school tell me all their problems and they complain to me, I go home and pray for them. That's why God let me hear their problems, so I can bring them to Jesus, and so that they can find him to be the wonderful Savior that I've come to know him as. Praise God. And sometimes I ask young people, who are you praying for now that you're saved? Well, I'm praying for myself. Well, good. That's where you have to start. But surely, God gives you a love and a concern for others. Praise God. God wakes people up when we pray for them, just like he woke Peter up when the church prayed and he sent his angel. Praise God. And so let's sing about that imprisoned spirit and the freedom that we found in Jesus. Okay, four flats.
On my imprisoned spirit lay, has found its
again. You remember when you were in that prison house of sin? How long were you there? Oh, and when Jesus came down to rescue you. Oh, what a change. Hallelujah. Lady at the table told me that minister's son had gotten away from God. And they were praying for him for 20 years. 20 years. And then the Lord somehow got hold of him and caused the light of Jesus to come alive in his heart again, and now he's serving God with all his heart. And at first I thought, oh my, 20 years, that's so long. But then I thought, oh, but thank God that even after 20 years, Jesus can resurrect and bring people back to himself. And so we should never stop praying. There's always hope. As long as there's life, there's hope. Praise God. And I'm sure the Lord would like to do it a lot sooner than 20 years. But if you've been praying 20 years, don't give up, because at any moment, out of seemingly nowhere, Jesus can come, hallelujah, and answer abundantly, hallelujah, the cry of our heart. So let's sing that fourth verse one more time.
Long my imprisoned spirit lay, has found me.
is my last Sunday, my last evening service with you. Tomorrow, Lily and I will go with Kenny and Bethany after our morning worship. And it's been such a joy to be here. And God, I know, has done something for me while I've been reaching out to him with you. And I trust for you as well. And so if you don't testify tonight or tomorrow, then I won't get to hear it. And I'll feel so bad. If God puts a word on your heart and you want to just thank him and glorify the Lord, let's be free tonight. Tonight's a night of rejoicing. Someone prayed, let tonight be a night of rejoicing and celebrating. And I thought, that's no doubt what God wants us to do. Let all they that seek him rejoice. Praise God. We've been seeking, we're rejoicing so that we can seek him more. Hallelujah. So let's worship him tonight. Let's open our souls like we've never opened them before. Praise God. Let every window of our soul be open to Jesus. And then if he tugs upon your heart or puts a word there, then stand up and share it with us. Praise God, so we can praise him together with you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel like giving God the glory. The glory. Giving God the glory, for he's done so much for me. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, as others are thinking of what to say, I would like first of all to thank the Lord for the ministry of our brother Kenny and Sister Lily this past week, 10 days. It's wonderful to be able to sit here all summer and hear the various ministers, how different they are, different approaches. So it's actually exciting to me. But I'm thankful that all of our ministers have a touch with the Lord. That's so important in a camp like this, that there's a continuity of the light that shines from this place that has been shining since 1946. And blesses my heart that we have ministers such as Brother Kenny and those who will be coming later. God is so faithful to this camp. So I want to thank God for that ministry of our Brother Kenny and Sister Lily. But there's something else in my heart that I feel I should say. It's not exactly in keeping in the theme of what's begun. But for some reason, I had to think of someone who for many years didn't let go. Something. It happened to be that her husband died. It was a very good marriage and she loved him, and I could see this as a kid. I'm talking about someone that I knew from a little boy on, and then as I got older, of course I knew the husband and I knew her well, but for 30 years she mourned over his death. I have a friend, Tommy Barnes, he was here this past week. He and Anne-Marie, they lost their son, a 30-year-old son, and that's very sad. And she's grieving very, very, very hard. And that's natural to grieve. It's natural to grieve for a long period of time. But I think 30 years is taking a little too far. And years ago, in the Zion Faith Homes, one of the ministers also grieved for a long period of time. And the Lord spoke to her through one of his ministers and said, it's a bad time to let go of that. It was a choice that she had. And sometimes we have gone through hurts in our life. Sometimes we don't forgive ourselves. But somehow we carry things for years and years. And God would like us to just let go. And he, of course, has to help us to do that. And as I've encountered people over the years who carry things, and it's a choice. Love is a choice. Decisions that we have spiritually, they're choices. And God wants to help us. If we're carrying something, he wants to help us to let go.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that he has the power through his Holy Spirit to do that. Oh, let's take him. Let's take him at his word. Whatever we need, God is able to subdue all things unto himself, including those hurts, including those things that linger on in our memories and our minds, God is able to subdue all things unto himself. And I'm thankful for that.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe you're thinking of something right now that you've been holding on to, or it's gotten a hold of you. Well, let's give it to Jesus right now. When God speaks his word to us, he offers grace right there at that moment to help you to do what he said. And if something has come to mind, let's just give it to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says when Jacob heard about Joseph, he refused to be comforted. And he said, I'm going to go down to my grave mourning the loss of my son. And that wasn't God's will. Praise God. Oh, we have to make that choice as we've heard. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Hallelujah.
Serving him, and I never want to lose the joy of serving him. I've been tempted lately, and but he brought me through. Broke me up at a miry clay a couple times too. But it's been a real blessing to experience God's help, and it's wonderful that in our lives, visitations, all that we're going through. We experience things that enable us, that help us to know how to trust the Lord and to receive help from the Lord when we're going through something difficult, when something goes wrong. And I suppose the hardest is that emotional factor. And I'm glad that God carried me through that also. Because when my dad died, he was both mother and father, father and mother to me. It would have been the hardest thing in life. But because I was saved, and I believe the Lord saved him, the death did not have its sting. The grave did not have the victory. And we were able to rejoice in that he was with the Lord. And Lord saw me through that. And so many things in life that we go through, because we've learned to walk with the Lord, we are enabled by his presence to endure them, to go through them. And I'm so thankful that he has an objective over our lives, not just to go through, but his desire is to make us more than conquerors. His desire is to enable us to truly have victory in our lives. And I'm thankful that he's been doing that in our lives here. As we've been enduring the heat of the day, I remember Brother Gardner saying a little poem, when the sun is hot and the grass is tall, don't raise the white feather. It meant don't, it was the Indian way of saying don't surrender. You know, days can be long, but you know, we can look within and say, Jesus, I'm doing this for you. I want to go through this for you. And we get through, and he sees us through, and he accompanies us and enables us. And I'm so thankful for that love. And that love that we have for him that makes us to want to serve him, to want to go through, and sometimes even to choose to do the pots, and to choose to do the dishes, and to choose to be the cook. Because they're hot jobs. Difficult jobs. And when we do them for Jesus, we're not disappointed. We can truly say, I gave him my best, and because I love him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Do I understand correctly that, George, you have a song for us, you and Elizabeth?
Yes, we do.
Will you please favor us with that this time?
Thank you.
This song is was written by a woman, Frances Havergal. Anybody know Frances Havergal?
Yes, I do.
Frances Havergal. You didn't know her, but anybody familiar with any hymns that she has written? Name one.
I can't.
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. Anyone else?
Take
my life and let it be.
That's it. I gave my life for thee.
I gave my life for thee. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? And many of her songs had to do with, I was thinking of Jesus being King. And Brother Kenny mentioned the other day about David's men. Some of them were willing to give their life for the king and to go into enemy territory and get that jug of water or whatever it was and to bring it back to him. They would do anything for the king. And I think Frances Havergal talks about giving ourselves to the king. And this song is called In Full and Glad Surrender. I don't know, Brother Tom, you mentioned don't surrender. Well, God calls us to surrender. Surrender to him, to his will. And full and glad, full surrender and glad surrender. We've been called to rejoice. And when we give ourselves to Jesus, we can do it gladly. And so we offer him this song. In full and glad surrender, I give myself to thee, thine utterly and only, and evermore to be. O Son of God, who loves me, I will be thine alone, myself and my possessions shall henceforth be thine own. Reign over me, Lord Jesus, O make my heart thy throne. It shall be thine, dear Savior, it shall be thine alone. Oh, come and reign, Lord Jesus, rule over everything, and keep me always loyal and true to thee, my King. Amen.
Praise God. I haven't heard that one before. That's beautiful. Thank you. But let's sing one we do know, Live Out Thy Life Within Me. It's in our white book.
What is that, 43?
Yes. Let's stand together. You've been sitting a while. That'll help you to sing better.
Jesus, King of Kings, be thou my Savior.
dismembers every moment, held subject to thy call, ready to have thee use them or not be used at all. Held with thy restless flogging, or strain, or stress, or fret, or chafe. But restful, calm, and pliant, from bent and bias free, permitting thee to settle the last need of me. Let up thy life within me, O Jesus, King of kings.
Praise God.